from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
I think what Skeens has done here, not just energizing the city, but I look over at you.
Do you feel that way, that he has?
There's an energy about him, yeah, for sure. I think it has magnified certain frustrations people have with the Pirates because of they never have this guy, and now that they do, it's like the window of possibilities of what could be is wide open, and people want to see them take advantage of it. I've seen it bring the old baseball lover out of you. I still think baseball is your favorite sport for as long as I've known you, and I see Pony the baseball lover. Just the purist who loves the sport, everything about it, back into the forefront here. I think it's given you a little energy shot in these slow times of year. And I think most people here feel the same way. He is the best pitcher in baseball. So when Andrew McCutchen was energizing this team, he was not the best player in baseball. Mike Trout was. That was just accepted as fact, basically. He might not have even been like a top three guy most of the time. He was close, but he wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
When you had Sidney Crosby, okay, you had the best player in hockey for a very long stretch, and look what they did. They paid that off with titles. Even Roethlisberger at his apex, there was always Brady. There was generally always Peyton Manning. There were a couple guys around him. This dude is the best. I don't think anybody really argues it. When you talk about repertoire, advanced kind of approach to it, you see him, and then you see everybody else. He's better. Would you agree? Better stuff, better command than even Gerrit Cole, who's the reigning AL Cy Young winner.
Yeah, by far.
It's just, to me, I'm not saying it's not close, but there's a clear gap. And so when you have that, one, you got to let yourself enjoy it, I think. And two, I understand why it would have that magnifying effect on, okay, now do something. Don't wait till next year. Don't say this is our 2012. Next year is 2013. You don't know if next year's getting here like this. With him, I think he's probably going to be the constant in this whole equation, but I'm going to be crass here, don't piss away a year of it by just twiddling your thumbs. Make some moves that suggest you understand the urgency and the gravity of the situation. That's how I feel about it, at least.
See, I don't think that that existed with Crosby or Roethlisberger to go to other phenoms. Because the Steelers were winning instantaneously. That was part of Ben's allure that they didn't lose when he got put in the lineup. Mm-hmm. And then with Sid, even though the team had sucked for a while, ownership had stabilized and it looked like they were going to get the arena built here. And
you had cap sports
and Malkin
too.
Was coming and they had drafted Fleury. Like there was, I think, a belief that
things were coalescing around him.
Things were going to work out.
But those are both cap sports. You knew that they could keep each player for as long as they wanted to keep the player.
I know, but it's just interesting, like, with the way that you frame the Skeens thing, like, here is all this hype, and he has hit that, all the hype about him, he's matched it, and he's even exceeded it. But there's still, like, that hint of negativity. There's still that touch of negativity that can't go away, like, the Pirates are either going to blow this because they don't want to win enough, or he's not going to be here long enough to win, and we're just grooming him for another team. This is like, we're like his college stop. We get him for 4 or 5 years, and then he's off to his real major league team after that.
Well, unfortunately, in the example I used of Gerrit Cole, that is what it feels like happened. He went to the Astros, sticky stuff time. He became literally unhittable. Won a World Series. How many World Series? Just the one there, right?
Yeah.
Then he went to the Yankees. Won his first Cy Young last year, and other than the injury that slowed him to start this year and kept him out for most of this year so far, he's looked like the best pitcher in baseball for large stretches of time. So, I mean, do you disagree with the slight negative bent that I added to the back end of that, or that I noted was coming from some corners of the fan base?
No, I don't. But like it's a tough one for me because I really, in these situations like tonight with him pitching, it's so back of mind for me, the sad reality of his long-term prospects of being with the Pirates. And I'm more obsessed with seeing him face, hopefully, Aaron Judge and
for me, it's like
those
going on
guys.
For me, it's going on vacation. That first day of vacation, you're having fun, you're into the beach house or whatever, but you know in the back of your mind the next Saturday is only 7 days away.
What?
Like, that's how I look at it.
So when you go on vacation, you're already dreading the end of vacation after the first day?
That first day or night, I think, man, in like 5 days, I'm going to have to start thinking about like getting everything washed and packed and everything. Or it's like a long-distance relationship. You say, I'm having fun in this relationship right now, but chances are it's not going to last.
Oh, man. That's a pretty bleak way of looking at things, dude.
No, I
even
mean,
on your vacations, you're like, oh no, we just got here, but in 6 days, we're going to have to pack everything up leave.
I guess what I'm saying is that,
what the hell?
That thought crosses my mind, but then I push it out of my mind. I mean, I am much more enjoying, holy crap, every fifth day, this guy's going to go out there, and chances are I'm going to see him obliterate the best in the world at hitting a baseball. Regardless of what team is on the other side of him, this rules. I love this. Like, his starts are actually, I think, best enjoyed off of Twitter. To be perfectly
blunt. And why is that?
Because you can't write something without somebody in. If I write, this dude is unbelievable, Paul Skeens, what a story, you'll get people saying, like, yeah, man, this rules. And then, sure enough, you'll click on your replies 5 minutes later. Yeah, he might as well be in pinstripes now, though. No! Like, now is the time you should be enjoying this. But like people just can't help themselves.
See, but the vast majority of stuff that I see on there is taking stock of the fact that even people outside of where we are have noticed and are making they're taking time to get into the Paul Skeens experience or however you want.
Surrounding him.
Yeah, whatever you want to say.
He is the epicenter
right,
of the sport.
And guess what? Like, as far as individual players go, I'm sorry. Like, Roberto Clemente was one of the great baseball players of all time. He even was pissed off that guys like Willie Mays and Mickey Mantle and players of that era got way more publicity and attention than he did. You know, they won World Series in 71 and 79, and they had the great, theme of the family thing in 79, and that was great. But it's not like, and I know that Parker won an MVP in 78, but it's not like the entire baseball world stopped what it was doing because they marveled at Willie Stargell's power or Dave Parker's abilities. Even Bonds. I feel like Bonds, the whole reason why the guy got on steroids is because he got pissed off.
Well, that happened
that
after
McGuire,
he left the Pirates,
Sosa.
Though.
But I'm just saying, like, even in the early 90s, you were here. I know he was.
He was the best player in the sport.
Yes, but
in the
early 90s. He was not treated like he was not. He was not promoted as such.
Well,
his face was not everywhere.
He was pretty surly.
Right.
And he wasn't the greatest guy in the world off the
field.
So
Griffey got a lot of those headlines and got a lot of the attention, and he was the face of baseball. I honestly feel like we have. Now, Ohtani will probably wrestle it back at some point, and if Judge hits 70 home runs this year, well, then he will too. But at least for right now, I feel like we have the guy who everybody in baseball is talking about. And there aren't many times in Pirates history where I feel like that's actually happened.
Well, the reason I think people are talking about him around the sport, though, you're right that it very rarely happens with the Pirates. It didn't happen with McCutchen. The reason people are talking about him is people like a unicorn. Judge is like an almost 6'8" guy. A guy who's built like an NBA small forward or power forward being this good is pretty unusual. Ohtani does both, pitches and hits. Highly unusual. I don't think there has ever been a pitcher who has Paul Skeens' combination of both sheer velocity, number of pitches he can throw, and ability to command them all. I'll give you credit. You have said some ridiculous, seemingly ridiculously hyperbolic things about him. Best pitching prospect ever. He'll be the best pitcher any of us have ever seen. Full stop.
I think he can be the best pitcher of all time. I don't think that that's a stretch.
Early returns, 11 starts in, suggest you might be onto something. And I think that is why he is commanding so much attention, because even seasoned observers of the sport for decades have never seen anybody quite like this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. Ooh. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.